Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. We often say that Christmas is a season for giving. But is it? Why do you buy gifts to give? Come on, be honest. Don't you buy gifts because you know somebody's out there buying a gift for you? Well, it may be more blessed to give than to receive. It is definitely more difficult to receive than to give. When we receive gifts, we feel that we must reciprocate. We feel guilty when we don't have something to give in return. And when we do find a time to return the gift that was given in kind, often you find yourself spending actually more, to show your gratitude. Money for Christmas is always tight for all of us. And if you belong to a church like ours and many other churches in our area here and throughout the country, there's always a need. There are always needs that are presenting themselves to us. One of the organizations that we have given to throughout the years is St. Vincent de Paul. Many of you may know what St. Vincent does. They have a wonderful staff of volunteers who does more than just dispenses money that the churches in our area give to. They actually have volunteers that interview each one of their clients so that the churches know that the help that people are getting is to deserving people. And when I say deserving, I just mean they really need the help and they're not just out to take the church. St. Vincent is a great group, and we will probably continue to support them as long as they're in business. But then there's another organization that you all have funded throughout the years. It's Acts 1:8, and maybe lately, more specifically, Little Bit of Haven. For those who don't know what a great service they provide to the community, people that are in need of long-term stay at a hospital because of a child or infant that's going through a long-term surgery or therapy at one of the local hospitals in St. Louis, through Little Bit of Haven, the parents can find a place to stay instead of sleeping in cars and trying to get to the hospital to be with their child. Well, there's other organizations that I could probably go on and on. Our military Bible sticks, our Mosaic Crisis Pregnancy Center that we've been contributing for years, coming up in January, and many others that we give to, and we give to them cheerfully and joyfully. And we're okay with that. We give as the Lord prompts us to give. It's easier to give than it is to receive. But let's put the Christmas slipper on the other foot, and we have a different story. Let someone unexpectedly give us a gift at Christmas, and that gift becomes so hard to receive. And why? Because we were caught off unexpected. We didn't have something to give in return for the gift, and so we freeze up. It's hard to receive, isn't it? How well do you receive gifts? Can you receive a gift in the spirit of joy and cheer that it is given to you? Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight our Heavenly Father offers us a gift of priceless worth, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you think about the priceless nature of Christ, that he came into this world in very humble circumstances. Talk about sleeping in the garage, Mary, Joseph, and the child baby in a stable, placing Jesus in a ball of hay in a manger trough. Very humble circumstances. But that's just the beginning of the story. You see, because Jesus came into this world not just to show how humble he was, but he came to give his life. He came fully knowing that his life on earth would end up on a cruel Roman cross where he would be executed and killed and buried. But 3 days later, that tomb could not hold him. How do you put value on that gift? I don't think you do. I don't think you can. So what is God's pleasure when we know that we cannot pay such a high price for our redemption and our salvation in Christ? This is going to be hard. Just receive it. Just receive the baby Jesus. And receive all that he is as God and man, and all that he does to secure your place before God the Father, so that you will enter heaven blamelessly. That's all God requires, is to have open hands and receive the gift. Grant us faith, O God, to receive Jesus and all he is and all he has done for our salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.